Direct from San Diego, it's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2014. The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you a professional working in the vision loss field? AFB's e-learning center has the tools and resources to support you. Learn about technology, eye conditions, aging, and more 24/7 wherever you are through AFB's webinars and online courses. Earn credits and enhance your knowledge by visiting www.afb.org/e-learning.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2014 with Tony Schenk, who is the president of Enabling Technologies, and I am standing in front of two new Braille embossers. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, J.J. It's a pleasure to be back.
So tell me what I'm standing in front of here.
Well, for years, you know, we've produced the Romeo and Juliet product, and, you know, they're nice, solid, robust machines, but one of the criticisms we had was that they're kind of commercial looking. So we decided to take the same durable embossers and put them in a nice, sleek, modern looking case. And we've come out with the Cyclone,
okay,
which is comparable to our Romeo, but like the Romeo.
Is that this one right here?
That's the one right here on the table.
It does feel a lot. The top is kind of rounded. You know, it kind of feels like a little bit like a Braille writer, even kind of with the heads. You have the head in the back there, or? No, that's the paper. That's the tractors in the back.
These are rear feed. It is a little like the Braille writers in shape, a little larger. Of course,
but yeah, you're right. It doesn't feel like any, you know, like the Romeo or the Juliet at all. It has a slick, kind of glossy feel to it as I'm touching it, and
The paint finishes on it actually are automotive clear coat paint finishes, so they have a nice smooth touch to them, and the paints have metallic particles in them that makes them shine, so it does add a nice elegance, particularly in a classroom.
Okay.
It is faster than our traditional Romeos. It's about 60 characters per second.
All right.
Lighter weight. It only weighs about 21 pounds, and it's a little quieter because that cover actually does deaden the sound. It's not quiet, but it's quieter than a Romeo.
All right, well, you set up, I'm not sure if you set up this one or the other one to print something.
Yes, the Trident is actually comparable to our Juliet product line. It's
so
an interpoint embosser, and same basic characteristics of the Cyclone. Different color, but effectively the same size and shape.
Okay.
And it runs at up to 100 characters per second.
And there aren't too many buttons on these.
No, that's another major change we made in these embossers compared to our historic product lines.
Mm-hmm.
Three simple buttons. On-off line, top of form, and form feed.
Right.
All the other settings are still available, but with most of the modern Braille translation software, all of those settings are controlled within the software now.
There used to always be the confusion, do you set the line length and the margins on the embosser, or do you set it on the software? And I know that confused some people. I think I can confuse myself at times, try to figure out what to do where and when. And
precisely, and that's why we've been able to do this. Now, we do drive these embossers with our Firebird software suite, which we introduced originally with the Phoenix.
Right.
These are now compatible with that, so you can use the graphics functions that the Phoenix has. The difference in resolutions, the Cyclone and Trident do 17 dots per inch, where the Phoenix can go up to 25.
I think we've discussed this a little bit before. What's the accessibility of the graphics part of that?
The program itself is screen reader accessible.
Right.
All of the control functions. The graphic windows, though, unfortunately, there's no way to really effectively do that other than to emboss the contents and see what comes out. But the programs, we've made them all accessible.
Could you have, like, you know, rudimentary dot patterns or whatever and kind of, you know, I know it would take forever, but, you know, to kind of map them out that way?
Well, the Braille editor function in it does have several fill patterns. So if you're creating a graphics from scratch and not using, say, a JPEG or a GIF file or a BMP file, you can draw things using the drawing tools, which are very similar to what you'd find in Paint or a regular graphic editor.
17 dots per inch. I'm feeling, I don't know what this is.
That's the Cyclone logo that you're...
Okay.
Sitting there, and that is in 17 dots per inch.
And that's there. I mean, what is regular Braille in dots per inch? It's what? A few?
Standard Braille is actually about 12.
Okay.
So
it ends up being little smaller dots.
The dot size we chose for the Cyclone and the Trident is that of the Juliet.
Okay.
Which is slightly smaller than the Romeo, but it does allow us to get that finer 17 dot per inch, true 17.
It's a lot
dot.
Smoother, which is a touch, as opposed to the regular Braille. I mean, you certainly can tell it's a graphic.
Yes.
And it lets you do a lot more with curves and diagonals and things like that. For sure. Well, anyway, let's go back to this the Trident, and let's see if we can have it print something for us.
Okay. Let me start him up. It's quieter
you know,
than Juliet.
Of course, it's a Braille embosser, but you and I are able to talk over this. I don't think I'd be taking phone calls in the middle of this, but you know, we can still have a conversation, and not like we don't have to be yelling at each other.
That's correct, and some of that is due to the high density cover we put on it.
So
I think it does.
The Braille is coming from back to front. It's tractor. Yeah. It's tractor only, right?
That's correct. It's tractor drive only and rear feed.
Okay.
And the Braille comes out the front, which is also different from some of our traditional models. Most of our traditional models were front feed with the Braille going to the rear. But with the simple control panel, you actually can turn it around. So if you would rather have it go the other way, you just have to reposition the embosser.
Okay. So there's a lot of different control. Is it mostly done from your software then, or...?
Predominantly from the software. The only thing you really have to do with the embosser is install the paper and set top of form.
Do you still have a lot of the same flexibility if you were to use Duxbury or something else? Or?
Oh, yes. It is compatible with all of the major translators on the market. In its basic form, you actually treat it either like a Romeo or a Juliet.
Okay.
And if you need to access the higher functions, then that's done with the special software that does that, the Firebird Graphics.
Okay. What is the pricing for the new models?
The Cyclone is $2,995, and the Trident is $3,995.
So these are pretty much, are these going to replace the Romeo and Juliet, or are they going to be just be alongside of them?
For the moment, they're alongside of them. We'll continue to make the Romeo and Juliet product lines as long as people want them. A lot of people like those models and you know just want to have another one. But eventually, I'm sure it'll come to a point where... these will take over because these are also Macintosh compatible embossers as well.
What is the compatibility as far as the ports? There's USB on it. What else is there?
Also, they have an Ethernet port, so you can network them.
Okay. Is there wireless as well or not?
No, they are hardwired Ethernet and USB.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have the setup utilities as part of Firebird now that will actually go out and search for the device and install the drivers for you.
Right, and especially with the Ethernet version, you got to get the right IP address and get some out,
Exactly. That's where it really helps a great deal is when you're going to network them, which is a very effective way, particularly if you want to put it down the hall or in another room or share it with several people.
Right.
The Firebird software that comes with it is free of charge, and there's no per-seat charge, so if you want to use it with several people, in an office or a school setting, that's very easy to do.
Okay. And, all right, that sounds great. If people have any other questions, they want to learn more, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can email us at info@braillard.com or visit our website at www.braillard.com.
Are these available now?
Yes, these have started shipping last week, actually.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
For more exclusive CSUN coverage, visit www.blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains CSUN coverage is presented by the AT Guys, www.atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2014.